You want to hear a bedtime story? Yes, I know you're a big kid now. No, sweetie, I don't think you're ever too old for stories. Why? Sometimes stories tell us just as much about the magic we each have inside, and can show us the light and the darkness in the real world we live in. All right, get in bed now and get real cozy and close, because I'm going to tell you a story you've never heard before. Are you ready? Once upon a time, in an enchanted and expansive forest, one much like the one where we live today, well, like ours used to be, untouched by society's sting of steel and fire, when the trees still danced the dances of the fairies, and the water sang songs of spells older than time. In this forest lived a family. Not a happy family like ours, no, but still very special. A brother, brave but foolish, and a sister, gentle but perceptive. This brother and sister were very unfortunate, for when they were very young, too young to remember really, their dear mother died from illness. The children and their father were distraught, and having lost the love of their mother, also lost very important parts of their spirits. Now, not long after, their father remarried another woman. This woman was not like their dear mother at all, and did not make them feel loved again. That's because this woman was a witch. An evil sorceress, very beautiful, but also deeply evil. A broken man, their father's eyes and heart were easily corrupted by the witch's magic. And soon, he was blind to the misery that she brought to his two children, and he could not see the hatred she had for them. Everyone knows witches don't like children, even in this very unusual story. One day, on such a day as fitting for a story like this to begin, that is to say, one with chilled, inhospitable air and gloomy, cheerless skies, our young heroes had had enough of the torment brought by living with their malevolent stepmother and decided to flee into the dark and foreboding forest to their freedom.